Well, you know, I really would like to get more input from the public. I mean, to get hardly anything. You know, when the dog park opened, people call me and say the dogs are barking. Okay. Yeah, well, they bark. But now it's settled down.
She had a little dog that was a little nippy looking dog for years.
We're live. I don't see us up. That's right, they can see. Okay, good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the City of Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Commission. Today is Thursday, November 19th, 2015. I'm Chairperson Drew Sedaris. Welcome, everyone. We have a quorum. We're all here. So if we'd observe a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. We're going to start out with announcements and presentations, and then after that we're going to go to a public comment period, but the first public comment period is for things that are not on the agenda. So if you want to have public comment on things that are on the agenda, please wait till we get to that agenda item. And also this evening, we have a three-minute rule. You'll see there'll be a little clock over here to make sure everybody has their fair time to speak. So do any of the commissioners have any announcements tonight? Does staff have any announcements?
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Yeah, the announcement I have is that we'd like to welcome the new faces and a reappointed face. Start with Kevin Carroll, who recently filled a vacancy of a current term and has been reappointed. So he will now be here through the beginning of 2020. We're also welcoming Skip Sorich to the board for the first time. He's brand new, so thank you so much to both of you for your volunteerism with the board. Not here tonight is Timothy Ross, who also received a 2020 term. Skip's term ends January 31st, 2017, so he gets to get a taste for it and see if he still likes it and wants to keep going. So welcome to all of you, and thank you. The other announcement I have, Mr. Chairperson, is we'd like to welcome Tiffany Porter, who is the new Recreation Administrative Assistant, replacing Celeste, and we're very, very happy to have her on board. And this is her first introduction to this board, so this is a perfect introduction.
Okay, thank you very much, and welcome aboard. Good to have you. Okay, so
Mr. Chairperson, we might have one more thing from staff over here.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to put out the reminder that assessments for Estero Bay Youth Basketball are this Saturday at Morro Bay High School. And so if your child has been registered for basketball or you still need to register, please come on down to the gym at Morro Bay High School on Saturday morning, and we'll get your child signed up, and we'll be ready to go.
Okay, thank you very much. So do we have any public comments that are nothing to do with anything on the agenda? And if you have a public comment, you need to come up and state your name for the record. They're available at the copy store before the meeting, but I don't have any spare
Unfortunately,
ones.
We don't have agendas here this evening, so we apologize for that.
So are we on the agenda?
You are. You are item D2.
So we mm-hmm.
We will get through consent, and then we'll get into some updates on our recreation programming, and then it'll be you.
Okay.
But yes, first, ma'am? It's me. My name is Nancy Castle, and I'm one of the co-pilots tonight of the Thanksgiving dinner. Chuck Stoll is my other co-pilot on this flight that we're doing. We stepped up to take over from Rotary Club members who didn't want to do it any longer, and we're having a great time planning for it. It's going to be the complete Thanksgiving dinner, turkey stuffing, gravy, cranberry sauce, yams, fresh vegetables, and pumpkin pie. and we're serving that from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. And everybody is invited. We're going to have a hokey pokey circle going on outside. We're going to hopefully have jugglers, gentlemen doing sea chanties, and inside we're going to have a variety of music and wonderful food. So I hope you all can come if you don't have other plans. If you do have other plans, please help us spread the word so that we do reach people who might be lonely or hungry on Thanksgiving, because we're too kind of a community to leave anybody out. And since it is Thanksgiving, I want to give you guys a tip of my hat and thank you for the service you have done for the community and what you're going to do for the community. So have a great meeting.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was very kind of you. Okay. If you need to pull A1 for review. So I need a motion for that, right?
I don't. We're actually just recommending receiving file on consent.
Okay. Yeah. So can I get a recommendation to receive and file A1? Make a recommendation to receive and file A1, please.
I will recommend.
Do I get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. Aye. The ayes have it. Thank you. Okay. So now we're into the public hearings. Is that where we're at, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, you're in new business.
New business.
Chairperson.
Oh, okay. We're going to skip over new business.
D1, yeah.
D1. So this we want to review, correct?
Correct. So this is simply an item related to program evaluations. And so Heather Salyer-Frith and Karen Sweeney are here to give you a brief overview and of the various programs and how they went over the last year. So this is kind of our year-end wrap-up, if you will.
Excellent.
And we promise to be thorough but brief, because we know we have a large crowd here who's probably not here to learn about it, but we're glad you're here to learn about it. So thank you.
I'll start us off. Is it still? Good evening, commissioners. The first report tonight is for the Kids Club, which is our before and after school program for last school year, the 2014-15 school year. The top of your report is all the general financials. The city's before and after school enrichment program has evolved over the past 40 years to meet state regulations and mandates. Kids Club has become a valuable program to Del Mar Elementary students, faculty, and parents. Staff has proactively pursued program and support cost reductions while keeping fees within the reimbursement ceiling. And we can talk a little bit about that if you have some questions regarding the state reimbursement ceiling. The online payment option has been one of the biggest ways that we've been able to keep costs down. When a family does that on their own, it lowers support costs. Del Mar Elementary continues to be an excellent location for Kids Club. Kids Club has a superb relationship with Del Mar Elementary School, especially their current principal, Janet Gould. She is very appreciative of the program and services Kids Club provides to the students and family of Del Mar Elementary School. We continue to develop a payment structure that is affordable for families while being fiscally responsible. We did adjust the fees that school year, and we consider, like I said before, we consider that state ceiling rate. The state ceiling rate is a subsidy that the state provides to extremely low income families. So we want to make sure that our fee is within that ceiling rate so that that very low income family is not going to have to subsidize additional funds, that it can be fully covered by the state of California. If you have any further questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but that is going to conclude my report for Kids Club.
No, it looks like it's meeting its goals and doing very well. Thank you. Any questions from commissioners? No?
Excellent. My next report for you this evening is regarding Kids Camp. That was this last summer. It's the city's summer day camp program for students entering transitional kindergarten through entering sixth grade. The first topic of your report, of course, is your financials. Kids Camp offers children entering TK through sixth grade a quality day camp experience during the 8 weeks. During 8 weeks of the San Luis Coastal Unified School District summer break. Approximately about 80 children each day participated in a wide variety of activities that focused on wildlife and the great outdoors. Kids Camp is fortunate to have a verbal partnership with the Morway State Park Rangers and docents, along with the Kids at Sea program. These verbal partnerships have allowed Kids Camp to offer unique opportunities that would otherwise be cost prohibitive. State Park Rangers and docents volunteer their time at Kids Camp and also at various off-site locations as well to provide learning experiences and enriching activities for participants. An example is we have a kids night, camp out night, and we spend the whole day at State Park, and we're there all day learning about pelts and scat and tracks and all that kind of cool outdoor stuff, and that we're able to do that through the help of the docents and rangers. Also, the Kids at Sea program, they're dedicated to giving children deep sea fishing opportunity, and they do that all at no cost to us, and they take us out and we fish all morning. I can't say this summer that we got the biggest fish, but last summer we caught the biggest fish of the season. And so maybe next summer we'll catch the biggest fish again. And Kids Camp provides recreational opportunities for children within the community. It meets our mission statement that we providing a quality service that is essential and necessary to live a healthy, enriching life. And that concludes my report this evening regarding Kids Camp. If you have any questions, I've be happy to answer those as well.
Nope. Looks pretty good. Okay, moving on then.
All right. Next, we have some of the sports evaluations, and I have five of them, and I'll be really, really quick. The first one is the 2015 Summer Fall Adult Softball League that was held from July through end of October, beginning of November. We had three nights of play with three divisions and a total of 21 teams this year. Over the summer, we did adjust the cost recovery model that we were expected to receive to the private service level, so with the goal of 80 to 100% in cost recovery, and we did meet that cost recovery at 86%. We did try something different this year with our co-ed division because we didn't have enough teams in our upper division, and we kind of made a three-tier division that worked well until we got to the end of the season tournament, and then there was some issues that we ran into that we hope to resolve for the future. So that is adult softball. We are going to continue to follow the ASA rules for equipment and certify our umpires as ASA certified umpires. So we continue to do that. Next, we have flag football. Flag football was a new program that we added this year because the middle school did take back its middle school programs. We had done volleyball and cross country and track and field in the past. We did have some wiggle room in our budget to add a new program. The high school came to us this spring and asked us if we would add flag football to help their struggling football program, so we did. We did get a late start in registration, so we only had 13 children participate, but they had a great time. And in fact, almost all of these kids are going to be participating in Cal Poly's winter flag football program because they had so much fun. We did buy lines this year for the field instead of us going out and lining the field every week with paint. The cost of the lines were $215, but the length of time that we can use them is a minimum of 5 years, if not longer. And if we look at the cost of painting every week, it's $90 a week for paint over 6 weeks, plus the amount of time it takes a staff person to do that. And it would work out to $43 a season using the lines. So overall, by purchasing the lines this year, we missed our target of 70%, but if we readjust it for the five-year period of using the lines, we do recover 73% of our costs. We did use the USA football or the NFL football program as the model that we use, the rules, and they provided coaches training and all the uniforms and equipment. And so we are looking at doing this again next year, starting our registration in the spring so that we catch the kids before school gets out. And we will also maybe look at maybe starting it a little earlier, starting it in the summer, at the end of the summer. Have any questions on flag football?
Nope, thank you.
Okay, the next one is our Labor Day Classic Men's Softball Tournament, which is held on Labor Day weekend. This year we had 18 teams in attendance. Four of them were local, and local team won the tournament this year. It was Henson's Tires. We had over 400 home runs hit over the weekend. It's an unlimited home run tournament. The Lions Club helped us out by running the snack bar and provided great food for all the participants. And our cost recovery for this event is 100% because it is an enterprise-type program, and we met that cost recovery goal. We did send out some photo flyers this year to get garner more participation. We just ran into a little problem that there are a couple national tournaments the same weekend that hadn't been there previously. So we'll be looking at ways to try to garner more interest in our tournament and maybe work with tourism to work out some deals. Any questions on the Labor Day Classic?
Any questions?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. The next one is our Youth Futsal League that was in the spring. We had 144 boys and girls participating in that program, which is up from 111 the year before. They played indoor soccer. It's an indoor soccer program that's played on a basketball court with a ball that's a little bit heavier, so it slows down the speed a little bit. We have leagues for kids from kindergarten all the way through high school. And this program, we actually recovered 100% of our costs this year, which was great, even though we had to buy some new goals. We did buy some more lightweight goals. They're bow nets, and they go up really fast and come down really fast. And for next year, we'll have to replace some of our futsal balls. So we're doing well with that program. Any questions on futsal? Okay.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then the last one is the Brian Waterbury Memorial Rock to Pier Run and Half Marathon. This event was held on July 18th. It was the 46th running of the Rock to Pier Run. We had 906 runners and walkers complete the event with 972 people registering. And our age range was from 6 to 82 for our participants. We did have a new course record set on the men's side in 29 minutes and 47 seconds from getting from Morro Rock to the Cayucas Pier. This also was the fourth running of the half marathon. We had 216 runners registered and 211 people ran the event. We also had our age range was 15 to 73, and we had a female winner with a new course record in 1 hour and 31 minutes, going to Cayucas through Cloisters Park and back to the Rock. This is an enterprise service, and we did recover 123% of our costs. We use some businesses, our timing companies out of Paso. We use bus company out of San Luis Obispo, the Teen Action Committee, Foursquare Church, Calvary Chapel, Shoreline Calvary Chapel cooks all the food for our breakfast. Kitsman's Culligan helps us with the water, so it's a big community type event. We are part of the Trail Runner Magazine Trophy Series and the California Half and Full Marathon Series. Those are both programs that runners will participate in so many events, and they get an additional medal. The California Half Marathon Series invited us to participate at their last medal race of the year, where they hand out the 4, 7, up to 20 half marathon to marathon medals to distribute information about our event for next year. So that will help us with marketing. Also in here, you also see through our registration program, we got to see how people heard about our event and how we can maybe look at some different ways of marketing. The biggest way was through past participant or a family friend member. A lot of people use this event as a family reunion. Only big change we're going to make for next year is that we are changing our registration platform from active.com to Race Roster because of the cost and also the number of screens a registrant has to go through to register for the event. It's one or two with Race Roster, and it's like seven on Active. And we had some issues on the backside of that program this year. Does anyone have any questions on that? Oh, we had over 122 volunteer hours on this event.
Wow, that's great. Any questions, gentlemen? No? Nope. Thank you.
So, Mr. Chairperson, I just thought I'd add really quick, because I'm gonna let them leave, but I'm so glad there's a big group here tonight, because it should be very clear from those status reports that these two women work very, very hard on behalf of this community.
Yes.
And all the subordinate staff that they manage on the community's behalf. They just do such a good job, so thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for wonderful reports. Should we take a motion to accept and file, correct?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah. We get a motion to accept and file D1.
I'll make that motion.
Do we get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. The ayes have it. Thank you. All right. Moving on to D2.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. So obviously, this is the show for the evening. I thought first I'd thank the audience so much for being here. The chairperson, every meeting I've been here since June, has been begging people to show up. So it's clear that if I just threaten to change things, people will come. So I guess I'll do more of that. I don't know. We're very appreciative when we have community conversation. That's what this is about. We always try really hard to encourage public engagement. And so we tried in various ways. We let groups who we knew used this heavily know that we were considering this. I took a big yellow public development change of use pending use sign that we usually use for building permit stuff, and I just had them zip tie it up to the fence there, and it's pretty obvious. It's pretty glaring, and, frankly, I just wanted people to know, and we said, here's what we're considering, and just let us know what you're thinking. And so I hope you can see in your packet that we received a lot of input, and that's wonderful. That's exactly what we want to have happen. So with that, this evening we are considering having the RPC providing a recommendation to the City Council regarding whether to permanently convert the Del Mar Park hockey rink into pickleball courts. Excuse me. The background of this is that last year the city engaged in the local economic action plan process, and that was what I would call kind of short-term shot in the arm economic development ideas. It was, again, a really good way to bring the community together, to think of ways to enhance the community, enhance the quality of life, and work on some short-term economic development as we started the process of a long-term economic development strategic planning process. And we are starting that now. We just selected the consultant for that. Hopefully these LEAP initiatives will take a jump into that next process. Thank you. I'll be here all evening. As we did that, basically the community groups, there was 10 various initiatives as part of that process, and one of those was about enhancing quality of life, encouraging tourism, and pickleball was chosen as one of those things where we were going to look heavily at it and try to figure out ways to encourage it in the community. This happened obviously before I got here, but one of the biggest aspects was where are we going to do this? Where are we going to have permanent stuff? So as of now, the Del Mar Park hockey rink has been the main place for temporary courts. If you ever go out there between 10 and noon or noon and 2, depending on the day, they set up the nets and then take them down when they're done. It is our largest user group of the facility in terms of class or a program that we put on. The Morro Bay Senior Citizens, Inc., we're very grateful that they manage this activity for us on behalf of the city. So it is actually a city activity, and they manage that. They've been begging us for a very long time because they continue to grow to provide more permanent time on the rink and to let them use it more often. They've sent us several letters, both at the staff level, and I think they've encouraged council to consider allowing for time during the weekends as well. Knowing that we were looking at the LEAP process and that we were considering permanent space, we kind of held off on that for now. But I think that this is the opportunity to do that. So as you'll see in your staff reports, there's over 158. I'm sure it's grown because that report's a little bit old that I got from the pickleball folks. But they have over 158 people on their email list. Every day they have between 50 and 60 different people playing on the courts. That's Monday through Friday. They have people of all different skill sets and ages as well. I actually went out there the other day, and I'll admit it was the very first time I've been out there, so I know they wanted me out there earlier. I'm sorry. But they had someone who was 34 years old out there. You know, most of the folks obviously were seniors, but they do have some younger folks as well. And they split up the courts basically so that beginners can feel good and learn, and then they have folks that are pretty hardcore out there kicking butt too. But it's a friendly atmosphere, and they all do well together. The trouble we have, or the challenge you always have with recreational facilities, is that we only have so much space. You know, we only have so much space for housing. We only have so much commercial space in the community. We only have so much open space. I think in the past there's been a big push to not convert existing green space for our parks into more hardscape, more rinks, if you will, courts. Not to say that we shouldn't consider that, but that I think that the overall philosophy is trying to preserve as much natural space as possible. With that, the other consideration when we look at where we're going to put courts is just overall cost. The most recent, the Del Mar Park Tennis Courts project was over $250,000. That's very expensive, and that, you know, that includes the overall project, but, you know, archaeological. You know, we have a lot of different things that people don't realize we have to do when it comes to projects, and they get very expensive very fast. To be frank, we don't have $250,000 to $300,000 to do something similar for pickleball. And the user group is aware of that. We've been pretty adamant about that and clear about that, that at this time we simply don't have that level of funding. But the Senior Citizens Inc., they're very, very adamant that they believe this is growing. They support it a lot, and they are willing to back this financially. And so in your packet, you'll see we've kind of recounted, giving you a kind of a ballpark of what this project would be. We haven't bid it yet. We've done some, gotten some quotes from professionals who would do this work. And if we go out, we would be required to get a minimum of three quotes and make sure that we're doing it properly, obviously. But right now, we just need the ballparks to figure out the viability. The seniors at this time have pledged $20,000. Every time I talk to them, though, they have bigger, grander ideas for this project. So we would welcome additional funding from the seniors if that's the case and they would like to expand the project. The city's funding is limited. I believe right now for park in lieu of funding, called Quimby fees, basically, when housing occurs, they give us money for basically, if they're not going to build a park for us, they're going to give us money to do that or expand or enhance our parks. And we have about between $30,000 and $35,000, I think, available at this time. But that's for everything we want to do. We'd love to consider some stationary adult fitness stations throughout the community. What about along the Harbor Walk, for instance, you know, where folks could walk along that and do a fitness station? All that stuff costs money. We have a project in the works for revamping some playground equipment. And that money is a different pot. We need to preserve it. So we have some financial challenges when it comes to recreation, and we're appreciative that they're willing to partner with us for that. Another larger there is another active user group at the park, and they you'll hear some of them folks speak. They were included in your packet, and that would be the roller derby folks. And that's a countywide group organization. There's several of them, actually. Over time, frankly, they've lost rink space to various conversions, ironically, mostly pickleball at this point. So they're struggling to continue to retain space for their sport as well. And I want to make sure that I recognize that this is a challenge when we're talking about converting multi-use space to a single use. That does mean that there are folks who will no longer be able to use it for their purposes. The problem we have is that when we're trying to maximize our usage of our space, we know we have a user group that is large. It's continuing to grow. They want more time, and they want a facility that's professional. And right now, we're not really providing that. The courts are cracked. They need repaired. The hockey boards around it are rotting. And so we should recognize that over time, unfortunately, the city has not maintained that facility to a level that we probably should have. For whatever reason, I can't say, but it's happened. So if we do a conversion, as I noted, it's important for us to try to thoughtfully look at how we can ensure we're going to maintain a new space if we do that. That's really important. We did receive a few comments from folks who I think saw the sign that were not roller derby, that are families in the neighborhood. Some of them are within walking distance and did raise concerns about conversion to a permanent space. There are a few folks that use it with their kids. I actually just got another email literally like 10 minutes ago. So still getting contacts, which is great. But again, we're trying to... It's really hard for us to measure use, and as far as we can tell, just anecdotally, the highest use right now is pickleball, and the other folks are fleeting. It's not necessarily used all the time. People have sat out there and tried to market, not city staff, but the pickleball folks have sat out there to try to rate, particularly on the weekends when you would think more families would be out there, and it's not used much according to those statistics. We don't have the staffing capacity, unfortunately, to do an audit ourselves, to be honest. There's no real good technology to allow us to do that without being there. We can't put a strip across the road and get cars to drive by, you know, tennis shoes walking over stuff. It doesn't work. So it's difficult to really get a full scientific analysis of the usage other than what we see through the reserve space. Pickleball is the highest best use and is the only reservation now. The roller derby folks did engage us in getting a reservation in the past, but it doesn't look like it got finalized. And I don't know if that was on our end or theirs, to be honest, so I don't want to say like they just didn't do it. It might have been on our end. I can't see that we ever scheduled it. They went through the process even of working on insurance and stuff to do a reservation, but there's no record that they finalized it. We also have no other types of reservations, long-term reservations for that space. When it was first created, it was constructed and finished in 1995. I just actually found Polaroids of it the other day digitally when they were working on it. And they finished most of this hardscaping in November 1995, and it was, kind of, I think, open in December. Back then, we had a very large contingent of roller hockey. It was a much more popular sport back then. Rollerblading was a big deal. And we can only kind of guesstimate that all those kids grew up, and we don't have really hockey rink or hockey leagues anymore. I mean, they don't reserve space, so if they're out there, it's not an organized league that we're involved in. So again, it goes back to it's hard for us to really assess anything other than what we can see, and what we see is that it appears the highest and best use at this point, the most economically viable opportunity for us for pickleball is the hockey rink. If we want to do a larger project in the future, that will take a lot of years and a lot of fundraising, frankly. And right now, we're not prepared to do that. So if we want to get the ball rolling on this, if we want to see what the opportunity is for tournaments, for encouraging more visitors, this would be the best available opportunity to do so. So with that, I'll give it back to the board, and we welcome public comment. I think I probably should note that we want to make sure it's respectful, that folks don't applaud and cheer. I appreciate the applause for the staff earlier. But we want to make sure this is a respectful space for everyone speaking, and that not everyone is a professional public speaker or used to it. And so we don't want anyone scared or nervous. We want everyone to be welcome, and we encourage civil discourse. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for your report. So we're going to open this up to public comment. You get 3 minutes, and if you make sure you address the microphone so we can hear you and state your name. Yes, ma'am.
Hello, council and staff. My name is Shauna Gustafson. I am currently a 5-year member of Central Coast Roller Derby. I also reside on the board of directors as a secretary. I am also a skater for Pacific Coast Recycled Rollers, and I'm also a trainer for the SLOCO Junior Devils, who are here. They're our local junior roller derby team. We have 2 of them here today. I prepared a little written speech just to try and expedite it because I know we have a lot of people trying to talk today. Here we go. I haven't public spoken in a long time. Each month, all 3 of my leagues struggle with the scheduling, practice times, and limited space. We have always worked hard to share these limited resources with everyone, and until now, we have never encountered such a problem. As a trainer for our league and a junior local roller derby, I have lost numerous practice opportunities with the loss of Centennial Park and Meadow Park's tennis courts to pickleball. Parents and league members are growing tired of the continued loss of safe skating spaces and the crowding of our one remaining rink in San Luis Obispo, Santa Rosa Park. Central Coast Roller Derby is a small nonprofit that annually volunteers to the county, and we help to raise and donate up to $5,000 yearly. We pride ourselves on the women's empowerment through sport and community. And to continue to grow, we must have membership and safe training facilities. As you can see, this not just affects the space, but also an entire sport community. Saving Del Mar Hockey Rink for all to use is not just for roller derby or for hockey or for soccer, but for the continued sense of community we cherish here on the Central Coast. My only wish for Del Mar is that we can come to an agreement and share in the spirit of our small town and its limited resources. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. More comments? Just raise your hand if you have a comment or step up to the podium.
Hi, my name is Ruth Stewart, and I would like to give you some thoughts to consider when making your decision about the rink at Del Mar Park. I'm also with the Central Coast Roller Derby, have been for about 3 years. My son is one of the junior roller derby kids. Up until recently, I did not know much about pickleball, so I researched it. I wanted to find ways to make this multi-use rink remain multi-use. So through the USA Pickleball's Association website, I found that pickleball is a combination of many elements of tennis, badminton, and ping pong, and can have courts made specifically for its purpose, or players can use existing tennis courts. Also, per the site, the court is striped similar to a tennis court with right and left service courts in a 7-foot non-volley zone in front of the net. According to Morro Bay's own website, there are already tennis courts at Del Mar Park. I bring this up as a backup plan. It already has nets set up, and it has similar lines to what is needed to play pickleball. Unfortunately, hockey, roller derby, and soccer practices cannot take place in a tennis court. These people would possibly have to find places outside the local community to practice their chosen sport or activity. And for some, they would have to give up their chosen sport due to lack of places in the community to practice, due to either transportation or lack of funding to go elsewhere. If the rink remains multi-use, pickleballers and other sports can coexist. I believe that multi-use rinks encompass more of the community's needs. I managed to find a booklet done for the government of Western Australia on the impact of sports in the community. I found it a very interesting read about how the impact of sports availability will actually enrich the community and unite them. This is done not through sports alone, but community involvement. People coming together, sharing spaces, and having outlets for people of all ages to enjoy life and the enrichment of sports. I believe this can be applied to just about any community looking for ways to unite its people. According to the booklet, More Than Winning, sports and recreation helps to build communities through social inclusion and a sense of connection. Sports and recreation helps to bind families through shared experiences and shared achievements. Through participation, sports help address antisocial behavior and can support education. It is my belief that if we keep this rink as a multi-use rink, everyone involved will continue to get use out of it that this community needs and deserves. According to Sonia Sotomayor, the first Latina Supreme Court judge, as you discover strength you can draw from your community in this world from which it stands apart. Look outward as well as inward. Build bridges instead of walls. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Are there any more public comments? Yes, ma'am. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Good evening. I am William Stewart, married to Ruth. I was going over the staff report, and I wanted to raise some questions. I noticed that in the background portion, it stated that more than half of the population is over 55 and is actively interested in doing more. I said, okay, how can we do that? And I agreed with my wife that there was that the plan laid out, including having a lot of recreational opportunities built in addition in this coming year, and including pickleball, would be a good way to do that, except that we don't want to make a permanent pickleball court for all the reasons Ruth just indicated. I was also interested in the age demographic of how we are going to spend the city's money and for how many people we're doing it for. So I went to the Morro Bay census. They do them every 10 years. I researched the 2000 census, and I researched the 2010 census. And both cannot clearly indicate that over half the population is 55. It does give a speculation for, it does give clear statistics for how many are over 65, which I can show, but also that those numbers are going down. So, I don't mean to sound antagonistic, but I would strongly consider if we're considering spending a lot of money for the elite few, or if we can spend less for many, many more and have an equally happy community. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Oh, I think the lady in the purple shirt was next. Oh, he's going to go? Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening. And thank you, Mr. Taylor, for your fine report. I thought that was extremely well done. My name is Chuck Stoll. I'm president of the Senior Citizens, Inc., which is obviously part of our city. It's been around since 1974. Just want to give you a little bit of history about that. It's a 501c3, and it's located at the community center. In fact, it's within the senior center itself. We were incorporated, as I said, in 74, which is about 41 years now, and we support and serve and assist and promote senior activities. That's our charter. That's our call, and we're very, very proud of our efforts over the years. We have donated tens of thousands of dollars to the community of Morro Bay. We have donated, volunteered hours, thousands of hours, and this last year we have at least 2,500 hours, and that's not counting Thanksgiving Day dinner, which is going to take some time. In addition to that, the other night we witnessed the nomination and the election of some new commissioners, and I noticed that on the top of the City of Morro Bay's letterhead there was a mission statement. I thought this was very appropriate. And the statement said, in quotes, "Dedicated to the preservation and enhancement of the quality of life," and I think that's what this is all about. We, the active seniors, really are anxious to have more activities, physical activities, that really enhance this quality of life. We have done a number of things within our community, the Senior Citizens, Inc., and we are in strong support of this proposal of converting this facility to permanent pickleball courts. In addition to this, our Senior Citizens, Inc., we have been very aggressive in promoting such activities as computer classes for seniors, and we're also involved with the Senior Transportation Program, where we can take people of senior age that cannot drive. We will be promoting that and allowing people to meet their doctor's appointments and so on. There are, however, some other benefits, and I want to mention economic. These courts could be a destination for so many people within this county and within this state, and we have had international players coming, and we're very, very anxious to continue to work with the Tourism Bureau and with the Visitors Bureau, because they're very much in support of this, because the revenues, either direct or indirect, that we're going to benefit as a community from this particular facility and beyond is really going to be incredible. And we are willing, as we've already mentioned, willing to put forth a significant amount of money, $20,000 at least, to help forward the progress of this permanent courts. So okay. I do thank you very much for your time, and I hope that you seriously consider what we're asking.
Okay, yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Then. Purple shirt.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Kathy Ponting, and I'm the chairperson for the Morro Bay Pickleball Steering Committee, which we formed with the goal of trying to obtain permanent pickleball courts in the city of Morro Bay. Just a little bit of history about pickleball. It was invented in 1965, and according to USA Pickleball Association, since 2008, it's been considered one of the fastest-growing sports in the nation. There are currently 2 million people who are playing today, and it's estimated that over 8 million players will be playing on the courts in the nation by 2018. A little bit about our Morro Bay Pickleball Group. We are 171 members strong, and those members are largely made up of Morro Bay area residents, but also include snowbirds that come to Morro Bay for about 6 months out of the year. We have, in addition to that, we have 52 out-of-state and out-of-country players who consider now Morro Bay a pickleball destination, mainly because of the great weather we have year-round. We also have an additional 41 drop-in players that come in from all other home courts in the county of San Luis Obispo. In this past year, we logged 3,462 players at Del Mar in the year that we just, from October 14th to September 15th. Due to demand, the schedules went from 2 days a week to 5 days a week at two-hour intervals, and from three temporary courts to six temporary courts. We hosted six free pickleball clinics, including 106 participants. Our walk-on classes continue at our everyday play on Mondays and Tuesdays, and we sponsored two all-day pickleball in the park events that brought in seven gold medalists, and we had 180 players in those pickleball in the park events. We've hosted two tournaments, and that included local players and players from Shasta County all the way down to Orange County. We had 14 Morro Bay pickleball members who offered lessons and play to many of the Special Olympics athletes from Dubai that came through this past summer on their way to the L.A. Special Olympics game. Morro Bay Pickleball plans to continue with as well as increase the number of these types of events throughout the coming year. Our group has proven to be viable, and we're an asset to the city. We have been able to accomplish quite a bit on courts that leave a lot to be desired due to their current condition and no permanent nets. However, if we were able to make a permanent facility come to fruition, it would only increase the number of people of all ages and walks of life who would be able to get involved in the sport. Access would be available all day, 7 days a week, instead of our dedicated two-hour time frame with temporary nets that need to be put up and torn down by volunteers who are registered with RSVP of the county. Morro Bay Pickleball is a large promoter of health and social wellness, and lends itself to the mission of the city of Morro Bay by enhancing the quality of life. I speak for all pickleball players that we are community-minded and we have all citizens' interests in mind. It appears, though, at this time that Del Mar is the most viable economical and geographically best location that makes sense at this point.
Okay, I'm afraid your time is out, but thank you so much for your comments so far. Do we have, yes, miss, you can come up, lady in the front row.
Hello, my name is Allie. I am currently the captain of the SLOCO Junior Roller Derby Devils. It's very important to us that Del Mar stays open as a multi-use rink because right now we only have one other practice space in San Luis because Centennial Park is now only pickleball, so we can't skate there anymore. It's also important because derby, it's more than a sport. It's more than just something we go out and skate and play just for fun. Derby is a family, and it's an outlet for a lot of us. Derby provides all of our players with a loving, non-judgmental family. Some players on our team feel like Derby is the only family that they have, so it's important that we're there for them, and it's important for us to have a practice space so we can actually be there. It's a really positive outlet. Having teammates to be able to turn to and having people to talk to and skate with and play with just to have someone to get along with and have somewhere to skate is really good. It's important that we have this extra practice space is because of the only one other rink in San Luis. Anyone who's ever participated in a sport should understand that you need more than one space or one practice to further your skill level. So having an extra practice space allows us to have more than our one practice a week because of our limitations at Santa Rosa Park. I just hope that we can take all these into reasons into consideration, and I hope that as a community we can come together and realize that this park is important to everyone, and not just this specific group. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Any more public comment? Okay, sir. Well,
hello, and thank you for listening to me. I'm Jeff Napier. I'm very much in favor of converting the facility to pickleball. I'd like to clarify a couple of points because, you know, from your position not having been participating in the sport, you might not understand. One is that the idea of converting the tennis court or using the tennis courts isn't practical for us because the grass surface just won't work for pickleball. We would love to be able to use that facility and leave the roller hockey available if we could. The other thing that is important to know is that as far as economic advantage, in order to host tournaments, which is where, you know, money would come in to Morro Bay, we can't host tournaments, not sanctioned tournaments, unless we have permanent nets. That's one of the requirements of sanctioned pickleball. Another point I'd like to bring up is that there's a lot of talk about seniors in pickleball. And as it turns out, because the times we now have allotted are daytime times, only seniors can participate for the most part because the seniors are retired and have available, you know, daytime hours. It turns out that pickleball is being taught at the junior high school level in hundreds of schools throughout the country. But because pickleball isn't available in the afternoons or weekends now, you're just not seeing the youngsters out on the courts. We recently had a youngster who was, I think, 13 years old who outdid most of the adults, and that was fun to see. The other thing I'd like to mention, too, is that I think that you're going to find that there are a lot of very local people interested in pickleball and not so many local people interested in the roller sports. I've probably logged several hundred hours at Del Mar, and I've not yet seen anyone on any sort of roller skates actually at the facility. Now, I admit I've mostly been there on those same weekday hours that the youngsters can't use because they're in school. But if you don't mind, I'd like to see a show of hands. How many people here tonight are in favor of pickleball and live in Morro Bay? Please, a show of hands.
I don't think we're allowed to do that.
Oh, not? Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right.
But thanks. Nice try.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your comments.
That was awesome, but I want to just remind, so the point of public comment, obviously, is we want to make sure that you can give input to the commissioners prior to them making a decision. So very much appreciate that, very, very creative, but definitely direct it up to them. Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir. Please come up and state your name.
Hi there.
Hello.
I'm Gary Nickerson, and I'm here with my wife. We're visitors here in your community. I just heard about this meeting. We came down for pickleball, and it was all the talk. So just wanted to stop by and let you know that you do have visitors from, I'm from Santa Cruz, but we go to other areas, too, to play pickleball. But we participated in, I was a contender in the tournament here in August, and we came down with 12 people from Santa Cruz for that. So I think we have a very vibrant pickleball community up there in Santa Cruz, and it's just great for everybody. It's good health. We have a wide range of people that play, and we love Morro Bay. So we hope you do get permanent courts.
Okay.
Nothing prepared. I don't have any organized speeches here, so I'm going to be way less than 1 minute.
That's pretty good. Thank you. Well done. Okay, more public comment? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. Commission, thank you for letting us speak here tonight. I very much appreciate your time. I may get emotional tonight because I've been playing derby for 10 years now. And the first practice was at Del Mar. I had a prepared speech, but there's some points that I want to make clear because thank you, pickleballers, for being here. Thank you for a beautiful agenda. Thank you for letting us know that you have to have permanent nets. I didn't know that in order for it to be sanctioned. If there is any sports team out here that understands your plight of needing a space, let me tell you, roller derby understands. We understand. We are running out of spaces. Morro Bay lost Flippos. We lost Skatemore. We lost Centennial Park. We lost Meadow Park. And now we might lose Del Mar. So let me just let you guys know that roller derby is a fastest growing sport as well. We have over 300 leagues in California alone, and it is international. We just had our Roller Derby Women's Flat Track Association international tournament, what was on ESPN for the first time after many, many years. This is a big sport, and we have things that we have to do to have sanctioned games as well. When we have a tournament, when we have a game, we bring people in from out of town as well. In fact, in San Luis, every 6 weeks we have a game, and we bring somebody from out of town who stay in hotels. We can do everything that the pickleball players are saying that they can do. We already do, and we've been doing it for 10 years. Just last month, we had a tournament in San Luis where we brought in a lot of people from out of town all over California to play in a tournament that was 2 days. So here's my plea to you, commissioners, to please, please think about this. There are quite a few people who play pickleball with the way the court is right now. So why does it need to be permanent? Well, I found out that you have to have permanent nets for it to be sanctioned. Okay. But can that also mean, can you put holes in the ground? I mean, volleyball players do it. Tennis players do it. Lots of sports set up and take down and share a space. I just don't see this reason why just because they have so many people that play volleyball, they should be the only ones who get that space. It's a little selfish to me. I'm sorry. We would never, ever. We're so gracious to have a space to skate in. We would never, ever dismiss another community sport because we're all about that. So let me just finish with this. Please, if you improve the court, if you make that space better than it is now, level it out, fill in the cracks, you can make it possible for all of us to play there. Paint pickleball lines. Paint a roller derby track. Paint hockey lines. You could have everyone wanting to play there, everybody bringing in people, and everybody vying for that space. So then now you have money coming in because now you have people who want to reserve that space because a lot of people are using it because it's okay. In great shape.
All right. Thank you very much. Hate to cut you short, but your time's up. Do we have any more public comment? Oh, yes, miss.
Hello. My name is Dawn Marie Little. I'm the president of Central Coast Roller Derby. As you've heard, we're a local nonprofit women's charity organization. For the last 10 years, we've been empowering women through teamwork and camaraderie, as well as by raising funds for other women-focused charities. We've been utilizing the Del Mar Park hockey rink for our practices since the beginning in 2006. Our league has never reserved the rink because it was never something we needed to do, and this was also the case for the hockey teams. We knew the schedule of the soccer players and the hockey players, and they knew our schedule, and we have all just cordially worked around each other, and it's worked out great. We haven't been using the rink too much recently lately because there was some work done to it that left it a little dangerous for us to skate on. Thus, we would love to see this rink resurfaced. Furthermore, if the rink had lights around it, and preferably leading up to it, the roller derby community, as well as the hockey community, would use this rink multiple times per week in the evenings. With lights and resurfacing, we could even hold our exhibitions and our tournaments on this rink, bringing in visiting teams from all over the state of California and beyond. Like the pickleball community, the roller derby community is also willing to help fundraise towards improvements. We've already had offers from local businesses that are willing to help with the fundraising efforts. But I wanted to come to you not only as a board member of our league, but I also wanted to come to you as a survivor of domestic violence. It was only through the sisterhood of this organization that I was able to find the strength and courage to rescue myself and my children from a horrible situation. This sport allowed me to find myself and see that I was worth more than that relationship. I also come to you as a mother. Sorry, excuse me. I'm a mother of two troubled teenagers who just never fit into organized school sports. My children have had a very hard life, and they finally found refuge, friendship, and a place that they fit in on their team, the SoCo Junior Roller Derby. And I know that that can be said about many of their teammates. My oldest son went from being a social outcast who was thinking about committing suicide to being completely off of his antidepressants and finally excelling in something that he loves and takes interest in. He's been playing for 3 years now, and the change we've seen in him is absolutely remarkable. Without having places to skate, we lose these teams. These teams will stop existing, and they're doing great work in the community. It would be a tragic loss and a great injustice to take that away from us. So today, I'm asking you to please keep Delmar Hockey Rink as a multi-use rink that we can all share. And like I said, Central Coast Roller Derby is happy to help with the efforts to find a way to make it permanent for the pickleball players as well. Like Sharon said, I've seen the holes that you can put in the ground where the poles can come in and out, and we are absolutely happy to collaborate and make this beneficial for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any more public comment? Sir in the back? Come up. Oh, well, Miss in front.
Good evening. I'm Susan Craig. I'm a Morro Bay resident and a business owner. And I just have a few things to say about pickleball. That was quite emotional. Has me a little speechless. I just wanted to mention that 50%, I don't have the exact number here, but in front of me I have 56% of Morro Bay's population is 45 years and older. Most players coming out to play on the Del Mar courts are between 50 and 80. However, we are making every attempt to expand the sport to all ages. Pickleball is now being introduced to middle and high schools in their physical education programs. Morro Bay can benefit by introducing younger people to the sport. Our local ambassador, Kathy Thomas, and her husband, Robert, have approached the Del Mar Elementary School principal about giving lessons to their fourth and fifth graders. Their principal was on board. Permanent courts at Del Mar could be a boom to their PE program as well as after-school program. Without permanent courts, it would make it very difficult for the school to bring their PE program over there because of having to set up the nets. It is a timely, you know, process. We, as the pickleball group, have over 1,500 volunteer hours at the pickleball courts itself. So that kind of gives you an idea of how much work is put into just making the game available to play. Seniors are very, you know, they're up and coming. We have the baby boomers. All the baby boomers are starting to travel around and look for places that they can do things that keep them outside and in the sun and breathing fresh air. People look for these opportunities to come to Morro Bay. That's all I have to say tonight. I just hope that you're going to understand that pickleball is important to the seniors here in Morro Bay, and that we look for your support. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, sir, in the back. Yeah, well, there might be one or two more.
Good evening. My name's Tom Loganville. I'm the president of the Cambria Pickleball.
Can you address the mic a little closer so we can hear you?
A little bit closer?
Yeah. Yeah, or raise it up towards you. You're a little taller than me.
Can I do that?
Sure you can.
All right. Again, it's Tom Loganville with the Cambria Pickleball Association Club. We, like the Morro Bay Pickleball Club, we started with just a few, been breaking down our courts. Until recently, we got permanent courts. And I'm just here to support the club and to give you some insights that we have witnessed with our new courts. We've already had a significant increase in membership, but also the drop-ins. Because we have permanent courts, people are coming, are noticing that we have them. They're coming from different areas. Our dynamics are not that different from Morro Bay. People are coming from other states and are staying. That just helps with the economics with it. I'm keeping this very short. I just wanted to show my support for and help your decision, and I hope it goes for pickleball.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And remember, we just make recommendation to City Council. It's actually City Council makes the actual decision. So you know. Okay, is there any more? Okay, miss.
Bring this back down.
Sure.
I took speech over the summer. We'll see how well it does for me.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Mariah Estrada. I am part of the Central Coast Roller Derbies. I started skating with them about a year and a half ago, recently made the team. Can I start by saying that Del Mar is our place, is our home when we don't have a home. So when we have to pay to skate everywhere else, Del Mar is our place where we go to. So a lot of the fundraising that we do does go to the community, and when we can skate at a public place, it's easier on us. I like skating at Del Mar. It's a little closer to home for me. I commute from Paso, so it's a little closer. I do travel for Derby as well. I'm getting ready to go to San Jose, and I've been other places. So every sport travels. Every sport goes different places. Just a few things. We set up and tear down every practice, every game. Our age, our youngest being 8, our oldest being 53. We do also have a wide age group. This is quite a proposal put together by the pickleballers. I did go through it page by page. There was a few things that they noticed that the baby boomers were coming up. To me, I guess putting it out there, what happens when the baby boomers older, and this rink that has been put in permanently is no longer used because that was the permanent rink that was put in 30 years ago, or not 30, I'm sorry, I can't do my math, 20 years ago the hockey rink was put in, and now it's not being used as much. Who's to say the same thing isn't going to happen with another permanent court being put in? So I would really like to recommend maybe we can resurface, do lights. I really commend the pickleballers for putting this, like I said, this packet together and really bringing it to the attention that it needs to be taken care of, the whole court as a whole, the entire facility, the basketball courts, the hockey rinks, the tennis courts, all of it needs to be taken care of. So I would really appreciate it if it could be recommended that this stay as a multi-use court and not just a single use. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you for your time. Do we have any more public comments? Okay.
Good evening, Joseph Hilden. And in less than 4 years,
our county has gone from no pickleball. You heard 171 from Morro Bay. Cambria has over 100. Paso Robles has over close to 200. In every town in our county, this sport is growing, and more people want to play. We in Cambria come up to play the folks here in Morro Bay, and they reciprocate and come down and play at our places. All these towns are going to be intermixed with tournaments and bringing in folks from all over the state. And as you've heard, we get visitors from out of the country. So the sport's growing, and yes, we are getting older, but we're hoping with middle school and high schools now using and teaching this sport that it's going to keep growing, and we're going to attract more and more young people to play. So I appreciate your time, and I know you have a tough decision to make. I have grandchildren that play roller hockey, so I know what they're talking about. And it's a tough, you guys are in a tough situation. You only have so much land, and it's how many people howling for it. So I wish you luck with your decisions, and I hope it leans towards pickleball. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any more public comment? I think, okay, lady. Yes, I think he. Okay.
Good evening. My name is Victoria Betts, and I have nothing prepared, but I felt a bit inspired this evening, and I want to go watch pickleball. It'll be awesome, and I invite all of you to come and watch roller derby as well. They're both very, what sounds to be, I've never seen pickleball. I'm really excited to be able to go check it out because it sounds really great. Roller derby is the same way. When I found roller derby, I was 8 years old, and I went to Flippo Surfside Skate Harbor two nights a week, sometimes three if we were good. And I watched these people, men and women and children, skate their hearts out. And it was amazing. And it was something I couldn't wait to try. I therefore got hurt and didn't skate for a while. And I grew up and my skates gathered dust. And I went through life, the good parts and the bad parts. And in the middle of some really bad parts, I found roller derby again. And these women embraced me and called me their sister and held my hand and listened to me whine and kicked my butt and made me do what needed to be done to work through my own issues and my own problems and be a part of a team, part of a community. I'm not 55, I'm 40. I don't have a senior center to go to. I don't have the retirement where I can go and hang out in the day and play this sport. I'm work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. I have a child who has now found roller derby as well, and it's brought her out of her shell, and it's absolutely amazing to watch. It does make you emotional, like Domery had said. Having a child that's quiet and to herself and watching her excel in something was absolutely inspiring to me. And that's why I'm here tonight, because our community inspires each other. That's what we do. That's the Central Coast. And like Dawn Marie said, we want to be able to share this space and fundraise and do whatever needs. Heck, you need anybody to serve beer? I'll do it. I'm real good at it. But this space is important to a lot of people. And I think it's amazing that pickleball is doing what it's doing, but I also think that our community is amazing for doing what we do, which is sticking together, supporting each other, and really showing what a community is all about. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is that okay? One last one, or how many more? Oh, we got several. All right.
Good evening. My name is Robert Thomas. I'm a resident here of Morro Bay. Over the last year, I've taught about 200 people how to play pickleball out at the park, volunteering time. I've taught people from 6 to 92 how to play the game. You have a tough problem here. Everybody in this room passionately loves the sport they're talking about. Every one of us. This gentleman really tied it all down, though. He used the expression that the wishes or the needs of the many should outweigh the trump the desires of the elite few. I wouldn't
Star
use
Trek,
those,
number
but
12.
I would say something to the effect that the needs of the many does outweigh the wishes of the few. If you look around this room, it's pretty representative of the demographics of this town, of the adult population of this town.
Mm-hmm.
I will guarantee you, all but maybe three or four people, the young lady on crutches being one, can play pickleball. I can teach them all to play pickleball, and they don't hurt themselves, and it's a non-impact sport. Everybody just about in this town can play pickleball. You're not going to get any of us old people out on rollerblades or roller skates. A broken hip and our lives are over.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. Everybody can play pickleball. It is not an argument about whether the seniors want to play pickleball. We're right next to the grade school. We last year met with the principal, and we are going to have a program for the grade school starting at fourth graders. This is not an elite program for a few old rich folks. This is a program for everybody in this town, and everybody in this town can play pickleball. That is not true, despite the fact that they love the sport. That is not true about rollerblades or roller hockey or roller or anything. If I fall down, I won't be getting up. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Sam, am I allowed to interject at all? Right?
If you feel that you need to ask a question of someone at public comment, feel free to do so. If you need to correct someone, feel free to do so.
Okay, because my question would be, once this hockey rink had been resurfaced for pickleball, could no longer be used for roller hockey?
Yeah, so as part of the project, you would be renovating the surface itself with
okay.
certified pickleball paint. It's a completely different type of surface at that point. We're trying to get it up to a standard for tournaments and
right.
such.
Right, okay. Because we have some logical things we're going to try to do here in a minute. Once we're done with public comment, we realize that there's two groups that want to keep their own sports going. At this point, I think the energy would be best spent trying to figure out how to satisfy both parties, unless people want to make public comment all night about their sports. But that's just me.
You might want to see if anyone else has public comment.
Is there any more public comment? Okay, miss. That's okay. I mean, we realize that the necessity, we should be concentrating on an answer.
I'm Vanessa Jones. I'm also known as Ribbons and Rage. I'm a former cancer survivor, and I'm the only family member of mine who's had cancer that survived. I think roller derby saved my soul. I have just a few points to make. The oldest known roller derby player is 80 years old. So, sorry, pickleballers. There's many people of many ages that play roller derby. I'm also the treasurer, and if we had lights in a resurfaced track, we would be out there at least twice a week with our practices. With that would save us thousands and thousands of dollars that could go towards the community if we didn't have to pay for the practice space that we are forced to pay for now. So that's all I would like you guys to think about right now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any more public comment? Ma'am? Well, first come, first serve, apparently.
So my name is Erin Lawrence. I am president and founder of Slow Code Junior Roller Derby. We have kids all up and down the Central Coast. We're the only junior roller derby league on the Central Coast. I have kids that come from Napomo all the way up to Paso Robles. I, Sloco, myself, echo Central Coast Roller Derbies we would help with funding, we would help with all the financial responsibilities of getting this rink up to par for all sports. I do have something prepared, but as you said, we're done. We just need to figure out how we're going to make this work. Obviously, kids' sports help our teens. I have 7 to 18 years old that play for me. We have adult mentor programs. We have kids who don't have any other place to go We have kids who I hope feed dinner. It's a very important league. Right now we practice at Santa Rosa Park and Del Mar Park. Every other viable space has been taken away. So it's very important to me, it's very important to us, our kids who skate, our parents, that we have Del Mar Park as multi-use. We will do just as we do now with Santa Rosa Park, put our name down, pay our fee, enjoy our practice space for the 2 hours we reserve, take our equipment, our tape, clean up, move on for the next sporting event to take place. I think that was pretty much it. I just wanted to make sure that it was understood that we do have a junior league here. We do echo with our adult roller derby league. We will help with the funding. It is important for everyone, not just one sport. And I think it would be a shame to single out and have something for just one group of people when many use it. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. One more? Here we go.
Good evening. My name's Nancy Wise, and I'm a retired physical educator who came to Morro Bay for many of the same reasons many other people have come here, a beautiful climate, a wonderful community. And the thing that I want to stress in regards to recreational opportunities here in our community is that pickleball is a sport that really can be participated in by people of all ages, as well as people of all ability levels. Pickleball lends itself not only to young children and as well as adults to learn quickly and easily with very few chances of injury, as well as for those who are differently abled. Many activities are very difficult for people with special needs, and pickleball is one that they can often pick up fairly quickly, have less chance of injury. They don't need to be fast. They don't need to be strong. They can do those kinds of activities and enjoy them and have a healthy, active lifestyle. And that's one of the things that I would really like to see the city of Morro Bay and our recreation programs address, is more activities that can help to include people from all strata of our community, age levels, abilities, and whatnot. It is definitely not a seniors-only type of activity. So I hope that you will keep that in mind as you deliberate on this important decision. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any more public comment? No? Then public comment is closed.
So, Mr. Chairperson, I thought I want to clarify some stuff that I heard during public comment, so that was good. First off, ask and ye shall receive. So I'm so glad that we have this much public comment. Yeah, I know you wanted people here, so That's good. Join us next time when I recommend converting the dog park into a BattleBots arena.
Dogs love BattleBots.
So there, please, dog park people, don't stick your animals on me. So I do want to recognize Mr. Stewart actually was correct, and I totally misread the figures when we were doing the calculations on the age. It's about 48.5% or 50 and over in the community. Another speaker noted 55% or 45. That's accurate. That's related to American Fact Finder in the census. But what we have in Morro Bay, we're one of those communities that's coastal, and we do have a large retired population. So it's a little bit different and unique in that regard, where about 17.1% of our population is 19 years old or younger, whereas about 41% of our population is 55 or older. Compare that to Paso, where the 19 and under population is 29%. So we just have a lot more seniors here, and a lot of our recreational programming in the community is very much toward children. As you heard during the status reports, almost every one of those things was youth-related. You know, mm-hmm. we obviously have softball tournaments and all that. We also have junior, you know, children's softball as well. But a lot of the programming we do, and you are all very much supporters of youth sports here. You recently recommended, and the council agreed with, modifications to the cost recovery model, working to lower the costs for children in the community related to rec, and actually increasing some of the costs for some of the adult programming, including the softball. And Karen mentioned that earlier, where we now have to recover 80 to 100% of the cost of that softball tournament. We're about 86%, so we're in the model. So we are very youth-focused, despite the fact that we do have a large senior population, and that's a struggle where then they come to us and they say, what do you, you know, how about stuff for us? And so this is not an easy conversation. It's about balance. One of the aspects I heard was about lighting at night. I have heard that before. I would love to do lighting. However, there was a specific decision made in the past, unfortunately, that lighting shouldn't occur there because it's so close to a neighborhood. Lighting in general, obviously, is also very costly. There, we typically in the recreation field do not, when we do sometimes charge for lighting when people want to pay for it, but it does not at all recoup the cost of that lighting. It's lighting for fields is very, very expensive. So they made a decision a long time ago, unfortunately, to not light that rink for that reason. There's nothing to say that we would be happy to look at other spots. You know, we have other space that's not necessarily rink space that we could use for that. We also have long-term planning processes in place for additional fields. As the wastewater treatment plant moves away outside the community, that's 26 acres that are going to be opening up that will be visitor serving, we hope, for park space.
Mm-hmm.
So we do potentially have opportunities in the future to bring back rink space should you choose to recommend permanent pickleball courts
yeah.
at this time.
I did have one question.
Sure.
Doesn't the city own a building that used to be a roller rink?
No.
No, we don't own that?
Flippo's? No, we do not.
Oh, okay. I was under the mistake.
No, that's privately owned. It was actually recently up for auction as part of a bankruptcy, and I don't know if it actually got purchased.
Hmm.
We have not purchased that. We don't, I think, have the funding to purchase it at this time.
Okay. Not too bad.
But I see where you're going.
Well, I mean, yeah.
We used to own it, unfortunately.
We
don't.
We used to own it,
yeah.
Okay. Because, yeah, if we could fix that
We
up.
Sold the same gentleman several properties throughout the city. And
Do you guys want to buy a roller rink? Well, I mean, it's there. You know, take the heat off of me. Yeah.
Right now.
Okay. How are you guys doing? How, you guys got any comments or input or? Still think now is the space at Coleman Park totally inadequate because it's underutilized and
related to which sport?
Skating.
Just
to skate on.
It's a basketball court. It's not the same type of surface as a rink. It is underutilized though as well. So if there was
I thought it was concrete. The rink.
It's asphalt. And that's per coastal commission.
Oh, that remains asphalt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that for pervious service purposes?
Yeah, put some effort in fixing it.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought that court was concrete. But would that be totally inadequate for skating? Too narrow? Okay.
What if we remove them?
You're not scared of a couple of lotters, are you?
I think we're... So staff is a person who's been here forever and worked on the project is saying it's asphalt and it's sandy in the area. That's where our skate park used to be, and she was directly involved in all of that. So,
right.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Sam.
Sure.
I heard a couple people from the Derby people saying that they've lost some of their sites. And since I'm new... What was the reason for them losing that?
So to be clear, those site, what they're talking about are sites not in Morro Bay.
Okay.
They've lost other rinks throughout the county that have been converted to other things. And I mean, this is conversions of space in general is common throughout municipalities. Actually, an article we found regarding the construction of our rink in 1995 included a mention of how the hockey folks were taking over and converting a tennis court in SLO. And so it's the age-old battle of conversions, you know. You try to address and you try to maximize your space usage, and that's the challenge we all have.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I have a couple other things. Since I said I was new to the area and I was put on the commission day before yesterday, so... And I'm new to the area, except I've been coming here for 30 years because I have a sister-in-law that's been here since she went to Cal Poly. So, but today I spent some time researching.
Yeah, just get a little closer.
It's on. Today I've spent some time researching. And so, but one of the things that I want to share with everybody, and one of the young ladies said that about age, well, let me explain something to you. Everybody changes in age, and you're all going to get older. That's inevitable. Just look around. It happens. But also, the idea of pickleball, I went online today and did some research and prepared it. I can pass this on. There are 731 cities in California that pickleball is very well accepted and being played. And it's growing. And the idea of pickleball, yes, it's true. There are schools now implementing it, as even in the elementary schools. Another thing that I researched, and I was familiar with this, and I'm not sure if everybody has been ever been there, but 20 years ago, and I've been in sports all my life, 20 years ago when I was 50, so we can tell there's change, and now you know I'm 70, I had the opportunity to go to the World Senior Games put on by Huntsman in St. George, Utah. And it's amazing how that's grown, and with other sports. But I went there with softball. And while I was there, I did a little researching. At that time, there was $2.5 million brought into the community for those 2 weeks. It's now been extended to 4 weeks and many, many sports. The other night when I was interviewed by the council, one of the questions was, what can we do through recreation for the economic development of Morro Bay? So I think we need to, as far as I'm concerned, we need to look at that. And Morro Bay is not going to get much bigger because of just limitations of area. But I think it's important for us to understand the economics for everybody in Morro Bay. Pickleball is small right now, and it's going to get huge. And I've read some items and articles from other cities. Fresno right now, they're talking about putting in 2 more parks. And they're talking about $20 million. So these are big parks. Part of it is permanent pickleball facilities. In regards to here, I'm unaware of what other capabilities we have. As far, you mentioned one, Drew, about this basketball court. Is there some way that we can, and Sam, you can come right into this.
Yeah, we can instruct staff to see for alternate areas.
Yeah, to the alternate areas. And at the same time, that we're all in this room together to where we all work together. Pickleballers helping the Derby and the Derby helping the pickleballers. So whatever we can do, if the situation right now, if that is the best site for a permanent pickleball area, then we should seriously look at that and pass that on.
It's more dedicated than permanent. It could always be put back if pickleball fails. I
mean, right. Yeah, anything could be changed. Yeah, so
we need to make some sort of a recommendation.
So really, really quick, if I may, I'm sorry, Mr. Cox. I just want to be clear, and I didn't really include in the sport, but even before I got here, for the last year, they've been trying to find spots for pickleball specifically a lot of times. Since I've been here, I've personally tried to find spots that were not the rink. We tried to work with the school district, Morro Bay Elementary being defunct. They do lease that facility to multiple uses. There's a church in there. There's a charter school in there. They have a lot of space. They have green space. They don't are not interested in converting that to courts, to hardscape. They have a ton of parking area, and they're not interested in converting that to basically what we've kind of heard is they're just not interested in putting anything adult-related there. They don't really want to make anything permanent from the city, unfortunately, and that's probably the best opportunity. There aren't very many other places that could be converted easily, low cost. The only other option is to build something brand new, and we just don't have the funding for that right now. So if your recommendation to the council is to leave this multi-use and then to seek further funding for pickleball in the future, that's many years down the road in order for us to do that, likely, at least from a city funding standpoint.
Yeah, what I wanted to say, you stole my line. The pickleball group has truly, over the last few months that we have been following this, they've done their homework as far as seeking facilities throughout the community. And Del Mar Park, right at the moment, far as I can see, is the only location. A lot of the other places mentioned, there were other factors like wind conditions and so forth. So as far as where in the community, I think that issue has been researched pretty thoroughly, and the Del Mar Park area seems to be the area that is best suited for that. Something that hasn't been discussed until tonight, as far as I can recall, is possible other sites for skating of different types. I'm not aware of other sites that may be already there that might be available for practice sites for skaters. Obviously, if it's roller hockey, it's a little different. They need a more of a closed-in facility. There may be other sites that may be looked at. And the last thing I want to say is, as far as the age discussion, it's as I've researched this over the last 3-4 months, pickleball is a multi-age sport. My wife's nephew played it in middle school when he was in New Jersey, and he's 30 years old at the moment. Pickleball is perhaps new to us, but it's not new. As someone said, it was created in the 1960s, and and in this community, the seniors have pretty much dominated the concept of playing the sport. A lot of it has to do with when it is being played. But as you've heard tonight, there's already efforts to expand into the P programs of the elementary schools and the middle schools and so forth. So I think that when we think about our final decision, we need to realize that it is not for seniors only. It is multi-age.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you can say something.
Yeah. Hi, I would like to just say one thing, too. I've learned quite a lot tonight, not only about pickleball, but also about the Derby people and the sport that they love, too. And going forward, I think that it's incumbent upon us to recognize our entire community and that we do have people that have a desire for a space that needs to be, we need to really make sure that we're considering their needs as well, and if we can find alternatives or something. I like their aspect of working together as a community and helping each other. I do understand the need for a permanent space for pickleball, and this is a tough one. It's a lot more difficult than I thought when I walked in here today, to be honest with you. And I just wanted to say that as we move forward.
Okay. Thank you.
But I also like to make a comment. I'm all for multi-purpose use myself. I feel that we need to encompass everybody. We can't shut out some, and you know, we need to balance everybody's needs. We're never going to please everybody, but I think we should try to accommodate as much as we can everything. And just like in high school, they're able to put the poles in the floor, take them out, and the flap comes up and seals it over. I think we should be able to figure something out that way also at the park. And, you know, as far as growing, I'm 70. I love to play basketball, but I would love to have an indoor basketball court for us older people, but it's not going to happen. But we need to accommodate everybody. And, you know, every once in a while we can rent a gym, but we're put outside now until March. So I'm looking forward to playing over in Del Mar. And am I going to have to jump over nets when you guys aren't there so I can play basketball? I don't think so. But we need to accommodate everybody is what I'm trying to say. And we need to maybe the skate center talk to the owner, see if he won't lease it out a night or two or something. I don't know. We need to accommodate everybody, though. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, so, it's a private entity.
Yeah, Mr. Chairperson, so two things. Okay. One is that facility is not currently up to snuff to do stuff. It would require some retrofit. It's not ADA or code. But more importantly, it's funny. I was just – when I was out at pickleball, they tried to steal the back of the teen center the other day. I was having a discussion with someone for pickleball courts. But the teen center turns out, thanks to Heather notifying me, actually has an adopted master plan on it right now where the back of it, if you've ever been back there, is rather defunct. It's got an old right. miniature golf course. It's actually master plan and includes basically adopted rules to allow for concrete space for potentially a rink. So we potentially do have the opportunity there to convert that. If we work, again, though, that's a fundraising project. It would be expensive. But if folks are interested in doing that, we'd be more than welcome or more than happy to do that. We could also potentially seek grant funding as well, but that could be a challenge.
Well, in the old master plan, I thought that whole place was redeveloped as skating and a concert venue and other sports things, right?
Concert?
So
the back of the teen center is ginormous compared
right.
to the building itself. The master plan calls for a very large concrete skateboard park.
Right.
So it would have built-in obstacles, but in that design is also a very large just concrete pad because the idea was to put our mobile park onto the pad.
Ah.
But that doesn't mean that can't be changed. And also okay. in that venue was a large basketball court, another classroom. So there was a lot of
right,
potentials
that.
There.
Mr. Chairman, a question about that. So basically what you're talking about behind that facility, you wanted to create a multi-use area.
Yeah,
that
that's
correct?
An old master plan, correct.
Yes,
well,
that was an intent to be youth serving all a wide variety of recreational opportunities.
So has it ever been updated? I mean, Drew said
well,
it was...
It hadn't been funded.
That's where when it went all the way to City Council, approved the master plan. They're like, yeah, 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 and then where's the money, right?
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Well,
we did apply for a state funding grant, and it was like a two-year cycle, and we took the chance on the second cycle, and no park in the county was even considered viable. So we missed out on that funding as well.
Hmm. So in that case that it's a multi-use, that means it's for everybody. So what would stop the whole community to get behind that?
Money.
I mean, the Derby people are willing to work. Pickleball's willing to work. What about the rest of the recreational people? There's plenty here. I was really amazed on the amount of people and the job that the recreation department is doing. I commend them totally. So if there's a space and it's been deemed to be multi-use, we should really be serious about looking at that.
And we'd be happy to look at funding opportunities. I will just say, you know, fundraising is the most difficult challenge that any organization has, whether it be a nonprofit or a governmental organization or a private organization. It's after the recession, you know, grant funding has just dried up. The dollars that remain are so competitive, it's just difficult. As you heard, we lost out there, and that was probably before the recession when that occurred, when we were doing far better. So it's not easy to do this, and that's where all this is coming from, is related to funding challenges. That's literally the entire discussion we're having, really comes down to that one issue.
So in regards to that facility, nobody says it has to be done overnight. Can it be phased?
Correct. Yeah, and that's where we're happy to look at funding opportunities for that. I actually didn't even know about that plan, so I'm immediately excited about seeing what we can do there. So the only thing I knew about it was I went back there and I got sad. You know, it looks horrible, and we need to do something about it. So,
so what we need to do is come up with a recommendation for City Council. Okay? And I'd like to try to word something, if I may. I would like to recommend to City Council that we move forward into turning the rink right now into pickleball courts, but have them include in the master plan a hockey rink at the new facility, and have staff do an exhaustive search of other alternative skating sites, anything we could modify or that we have that would work. That would be my recommendation to City Council. And then it'd go to City Council, and they'd make the decision.
Is that your motion?
Could be.
Is that a motion?
Mr. Shepherds, I just want to clarify, before you get a second, I had a clarification on that. You mentioned including in a master plan a hockey rink or a rink.
Yes.
Are you referring to the existing master plan?
Excuse me?
Are you referring to the existing master plan behind the teen center?
Yes.
Okay, so you probably could leave that out because it's there.
Oh, okay.
But the other part about doing exhaustive search related to rink space,
yes,
and funding, appropriate.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Discussion?
No. No discussion.
We've been discussing it.
You ask for a motion, you need discussion.
Yeah. We do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Proper parliamentary procedure would call for discussion. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to make a discussion of that. If we convert that in, I'd like to not do it at this before the option of the rink is found. In other words, if we do it and make it a permanent site and we boot the roller rinkers out, then when we put in a rink, it might be we've already lost that group of people that might come back and do that. So if we do it in conjunction with finding a place for them and converting it, then I'm in favor of it, not until then.
Noted. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to find another spot, too. But I think in the meantime, if we were to make that into the pickleball and have that revenue, then that would free up money down the road to make another better permanent hockey rink or multi-use space that what could be revenue? Used for skating.
What revenue?
Well, with the money we're saving from not doing the maintenance because the seniors are doing it, and they are going to charge something for the use of that facility. So it takes a facility that's not making any money that we can't afford to fix and making it nicer and freeing up further assets down the road to accommodate a newer multi-purpose rink. At least that's how I look at it.
Okay, but it is going to cost the city $18,000 to do that. If you look at it's going to cost $38,000. They're coming up with $20,000, so we still have to come up with $18,000. And then
right.
We're not charging them to use it once it's done, correct?
It's a city program, so no, we would not charge ourselves for our own program.
Oh.
We are considering in the future, and I'm not trying to scare them into this now, but I do mention in the staff report potential funding mechanism to maintain that facility. But we are also obviously hoping to generate revenue through tournaments and stuff like that. We would charge for tournaments. When they most recently had one, even that was not considered necessarily city as much, and we charge them for that space. So there are revenue generating opportunities off the pickleball courts.
Anything else? Just, it seems far more people using it for pickleball than skating.
Yeah, I think if we start holding processing things up because we're waiting for something else, nothing gets done. So the growing hot item in this community currently, proven through information is pickleball. I think we have an opportunity to do something for that sport now. And I strongly recommend that we follow through with your motion and recommend to the council that we have permanent courts.
Mm-hmm. And then in the future, we plan to incorporate a skating area.
Which, yes, I agree definitely with that. Not waiting until that happens.
Yeah. And it's up to city council to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. Right. So, do I get a second on that?
I didn't get a second.
You got a second? Oh. So we can vote on that, Mr.
Correct. You already have your second. You've had your discussion. If you need to vote, you need to vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Well, I think the ayes have it for now. It'll go to city council. So...
Really quick, it appeared to be a 4-2 vote with Mr. Swain and Mr. Carroll opposed.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
And just for the record, now that you've made that recommendation, it'll go to council and there will be additional opportunity for public comment at
right.
that time.
Right.
I do not know when that will be coming to council. It will not be December. And so we will seek the January agenda, but these next few months are fairly packed. So we're going to work as fast as we can to get it on an agenda, and we'll make sure that we include all that information on the website so folks can follow along.
Great. Thank you very much. Are there any future agenda items? I guess that would be one.